content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the NFB Texas chapter. Reminder that there's a writing contest underway that started January 1st and will finish taking submissions April 30th. Heather's Camp is taking enrollment for camp from July 30th through August 2nd. That can be done at envision.us. HelenKeller.org has an article called 40 Cells to Empowerment, 5 Braille Displays Compared. FightingBlindness.org has an article on birding blind for you ornithologists out there. Forbes.com has an article about iOS 16.3 with 13 reasons to update. And if I get a chance, The Verge has an article on MacBook Air and iMac future generations coming with the M3 chip. So let's get started. From the National Federation of the Blind of Texas Lone Star Chapter, 2023 Writing Contest Guidelines. You are invited to enter the 2023 NFB Writers Division Contest. See guidelines below. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contests, sponsored by the NFB Writers Division, opened January 1st, 2023 and closed April 30th, 2023. This contest is open to all aspiring writers, whether blind or sighted. Adult contest categories are short fiction, nonfiction, including personal essay and memoir, and poetry. Youth contest categories are short fiction and poetry. The youth contest is divided into 3 groups, determined by grade level: elementary, 1st through 4th grade, middle, 5th through 8th grade, and high school, 9th through 12th grade. In both adult and youth contests, there may be up to 3 prize winners, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. In addition, one or more entries may receive honorable mention. Prize-winning entries may be published within the Writers Division magazine, Slate, and Style. All contest winners will be announced during the 2023 National Convention in Houston, Texas, at the annual Writers Division business meeting. Prizes. Youth contest winners will receive cash prizes equal to $30 for first place, $20 for second place, and $10 for third place. Adult contest winners will receive cash prizes equal to $75 for first place, $50 for second place, and $25 for third place. Submission guidelines. Youth contests. If you are 18 years old or older, you must enter the adult contest. This is a contest for students who use Braille. Entries must be submitted in hand-embossed Braille, either with a Slate and Stylus or Perkins Braille writer. There are no exceptions, but submissions must be Brailled by the entrant. All submissions, no matter what grade level, must be contracted Braille. Let us know if you know or are learning contracted Braille. Additionally, let us know if you have chosen to use UEB or not. Send your hard copy Braille and cover letter to Chelsea Cook, Chelsea Cook, 901 Englewood Parkway, Englewood, apartment J304, Englewood, Colorado, 80110. Each entrant must provide an identical electronic copy of the cover letter and contest entry as a Microsoft Word file in Doc or DocX, or as a rich text format, RTF, file. Construct each contest entry as a separate electronic file. Construct your cover letter as a separate electronic file. Attach each separate electronic file to one email and send it to Shelley Alonghi, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, A-L-O-N-G-I, queenofbells@outlook.com. Include your name and title entries in the cover letter only. Each contest entry must contain the title and text only. Example, if you are entering 3 poems and 1 story into the contest, attach 5 files to your email. No entries will be considered unless submitted in the formats listed above. Electronic files submitted in any other formats will be immediately disqualified, no questions asked. Cover letter. Your cover letter must contain the following information: your name, mailing address, phone number, email address. List the titles of all submissions, including category in which they are being entered, school and grade level. entry requirements. We will consider only unpublished original entries. Please do not submit entries that have been previously submitted on a website or blog. Youth short fiction stories submissions cannot be more than 1,000 words. Poetry, no more than 50 lines. Authors of either poetry or fiction are encouraged to submit multiple pieces. Youth entry fees, none. Are you the best brailler in the contest? Be sure to double-check your work for spelling and grammatical errors. Remember to use braille paper so the braille is easy to read. Envision. Heather's Camp 2023. Save the date. Registration is now open. Envision is Envision. Sunday, July 30th through Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, YMCA Camp Wood, 1101 Camp Wood Road, Elmdale, Kansas, 66850. There's a registration button, hot link, created for kids anchored in love. Heather's Camp is a national summer camp for children who are blind or visually impaired. Kids from ages 7 to 18 have a traditional camp experience in an inclusive environment. Heather's Camp is a great opportunity to build independence, make new friends, and gain confidence, regardless of vision level. Camp consists of four fun-filled days of activities, including arts and crafts, field games, trails, horseback riding, water activities, beep archery, fishing, ropes course, rock climbing, campfire, songs, and dance. Join us for an outdoor adventure where youth who are blind or visually impaired can learn new skills, create friendships, and build confidence with support and encouragement from counselors. There's a great image of kids in bathing suits doing a weird little salute. Through our network of volunteers, we are able to offer a near one-to-one mentorship to allow campers to participate fully in the camp activities with the safest way possible. Our strongest connection by far is with the women of Delta Gamma, whose philanthropy is service for sight. Our shared missions provide our campers with an amazing summer experience. If you are interested in volunteering to be a counselor for Heather's Camp, contact us at programs@envisionus.com or call 316-440-1525. Heather's Camp honors the memory of Heather Suzanne Frances Mueller, her love of children, and her desire to help those with special needs, a light to those in darkness. Born to James and Lois Mueller on September 21, 1975, Heather attended high school at Capaun, Mount Carmel, that's K-A-P-A-U-N, and was involved in music theater for young people, Wichita Children's Theater and Music Theater of Wichita. She impacted hundreds of people with her beautiful voice and musical talent. Heather was an active member of Delta Gamma and had a passion for its philanthropy, service for sight. In 1998, Heather graduated with a degree in audiology from Wichita State. She began working with children while pursuing her master's degree in early childhood special education. Heather would have completed her degree in May 2001. Though she is gone, her spirit will always be with us. We find comfort knowing she is present each time a person sings a song, helps a child, or says a prayer. Adapted from Tanya Mueller and Jim Crotty. That's Jill Crotty, C-R-O-T-T-Y. Married name, A-G-I-T-K-O-T-T-E-R. Published March 2001. Questions? You can contact us directly at programs@envisionus.com or call 316-440-1525. From HelenKeller.org. 40 Cells to Empowerment, a comparison of 5 Braille displays to fortify your success in 2023. Read Scott Davert's reviews, where he compares 5 Braille displays and showcases their different internal features, costs, battery life, and more. By Scott Davert, Coordinator, Technology Research and Innovation Center, Helen Keller National Center for Deafblind Youths and Adults, published January 18th. Introduction. There are several 40-cell Braille devices on the market providing different feature sets at varying price points. At the time of this writing, these displays range in price from $1,499 to $3,695. As the monetary investment is seldom trivial, even on the lowest end, it is important to find the ideal device to fit a person's specific circumstances. If you would like to compare this article to the one published in 2021, you can still find the previous version at the hot link. To help decide which is best for your specific needs, this article will provide the following information for each device: price, internal functions, battery life, types of memory, supported file types, type of keyboard, turnaround time on support requests, and my own evaluation. Prices are accurate as of January 2023. This article covers devices available in the United States. Links to comprehensive reviews will be provided in the comment section. Support requests were submitted to the general email address under a random name and were done in December 2022. Evaluations of battery life were done using Bluetooth as the connection protocol. Your mileage will vary based on the amount of use of wireless devices. All displays are capable of one USB connection, and when connected through USB, provide the option to recharge while in use. The Brilliant BI40X, manufacturer HumanWare, cost $3,695. Internal features: text-to-speech, editor, clock, calculator, book reader, Wi-Fi for direct access to Bookshare, the NLS Bard Braille Collection, and NFB Newsline, file manager and connection manager for Bluetooth connections, battery life 14 to 17 hours, types of supported memory, flash drives and 32 gigabytes of internal memory, supported file types, BRF, TXT, DOCX, PDF, DAISY text, and Bookshare zip files, type of keyboard, Perkins, number of two Bluetooth connections, 5. Turnaround time on support request, less than one business day. Comments: reviewed in the TRIC blog in April 2021, the Brilliant BI40X is the only device supporting direct download from the NLS Bard Braille Book Service, and is also the only device listed which has built-in text-to-speech. Though the feature set is very similar to the Mantis Q40, the Brilliant BI40X sports a Perkins-style keyboard. Like the Mantis Q40, it is possible to hit a cursor routing button to wake up an iOS or iPadOS device. Though APH and HumanWare are investigating methods for bringing audio support to the Mantis, this is not guaranteed. As of iOS 16.2, the latest release on writing, the Brilliant does have some unique challenges related to editing of text and adding new lines while composing in a text field, though these challenges do have workarounds which are less productive. That's a hot link. For those on Android, you will need to run TalkBack 13.1 to get Braille support with the Brilliant, and this only exists at the time of writing over USB. The Focus 40 Blue, manufacturer Vispero, cost $3,302.25. Internal functions: clock, scratch pad, menu, calendar for checking the date only, and menu. Battery life 18 to 20 hours. Types of supported memory: micro SD cards up to 32 gigabytes. Supported file types: BRF, BRA, and TXT. Number of Bluetooth connections: 5. Type of keyboard: Perkins. Turnaround time on support request: 2 business days. Comments: I reviewed the Focus 40 Blue in detail in the April 2018 issue of Access World. This display seamlessly integrates with JAWS for Windows and also works well with NVDA, Android, and iOS. Dedicated commands for switching between connected devices offers a much appreciated productivity boost. This is the only device to require a Windows PC running JAWS to update firmware, which some may find inconvenient. Though the Focus can transfer files to and from a PC, it is not possible to use the Braille display with USB while in mass storage mode. The user needs to be connected over Bluetooth or Braille support is lost. If you want to move notes taken in the scratchpad to another device, the TXT file must be written in 8-dot Braille. The export feature allows you to move contracted Braille notes taken on the scratchpad to Windows, but it is unreliable in iOS. Reading plain text files on the Focus must also be done in 8-dot Braille. It is still being updated with the most recent release, adding the ability to save files in formats other than the proprietary format, such as plain text or digital Braille. The other displays seem to all have a way to receive news from the manufacturer, but this Sparrow does not have such a mechanism for disseminating information about updates to the Focus. The best way to check for an update is to visit the firmware update page on the Vispero website. Like the Orbit Reader 40, the Focus does not have internal memory. Lack of internal memory also means that when you remove the microSD card and send it in for repair, you still have your files with you. Unlike the Orbit Reader 40, it also has the option to save files in a proprietary format. Some may see this as a positive thing, since this format allows for you to have files that cannot be opened on any other device. This means that the user can store sensitive information on the Focus securely. The Mantis Q40, manufacturer APH Humanware. Cost $2,682. Internal features, editor, clock, calculator, book reader, Wi-Fi for direct access to Bookshare and NFB Newsline, file manager and connection manager for Bluetooth connections, battery life, 14 to 17 hours, types of supported memory, SD cards, flash drives, and 16 gigabytes of internal memory. Supported file types, BRF, TXT, DOCX, PDF, DAISY text, and Bookshare zip files. Type of keyboard, laptop style QWERTY. Number of Bluetooth connections, 5. Turnaround time on support requests through HPH, 2 business days. Comments. Reviewed in the August 2020 issue of Access World, the Mantis has a QWERTY keyboard. Built-in access to Newsline and Bookshare are certainly a perk, and the learning curve when working with Windows or the Mac should not be as steep if you are already familiar with the standard keyboard commands for your operating system and screen reader. Updating can be accomplished using the internal Wi-Fi connection or by transferring the update file to an SD card or thumb drive. Though the Mantis Q40 supports the reading of many file types, editing a document will result in a plain text file when saved, unless the Braille Editor application is used. The Braille Editor requires the ability to enter text by using SDF and JKL to input Braille. The keyboard will not function as a QWERTY one in this application. Like the Orbit Reader 40, the Mantis does not come with a case that can be used while on the go, though arguably a 40-cell display is not the most portable device anyway. At the time of writing, the Mantis and Brilliant still lack Android support through Bluetooth, unlike the Focus, Orbit Reader, and QBraille. Turning off Wi-Fi when not in use will get the battery running time closer to 17 hours. Orbit Reader 40, manufacturer Orbit Research, cost $1,499. Internal features, editor, book reader, clock, calendar, terminal, calculator, and file manager. Battery life 20 to 22 hours. Types of supported memory, SD card, and thumb drive. Supported file types, BRF, BRL, and TXT. Type of keyboard, Perkins. Number of Bluetooth connections, 5. Turnaround time on support request, less than 1 business day. Comments. Reviewed on the TRIC blog in October 2021, the Orbit Reader 40 is the least expensive 40-cell Braille display on the market. It also is the device with the longest battery life, according to my testing. It was made to emulate the Vario Ultra 40, which makes it immediately usable with most screen readers dating back several years. As noted above, neither the Brilliant or Mantis have support for Android, Fire OS, and older versions of screen readers which Humanware could have addressed through some sort of form of emulation. This could have been even an emulation of the old Brilliant BI40. As mentioned in my review, the fact that the Braille cells are so solid and sharp means that some individuals who may not be able to read Braille on paper or with other devices may find the Orbit Reader 40 to be a viable option. I found the keyboard to be quite an adjustment for typing, as the keys have a further distance to travel when pressed. This also makes the keyboard louder than the others on the market. Updating can be done with an SD card or thumb drive. Like the Focus and the QBraille, the Orbit Reader 40 does not contain any internal memory. QBraille XL. Manufacturer HIMS, Inc. Cost $3,195. Internal features, notepad, DAISY reader, clock, stopwatch, alarm, calendar, and terminal mode. Battery life 16 to 18 hours. Types of supported memory SD card. Supported file types BRF, BRL, TXT, RTF, DOCX, PDF, and DAISY text. Type of keyboard hybrid. Number of Bluetooth connections 6. Turnaround time on support request 2 business days. Comments reviewed in the September 2020 issue of Access World. The Cube Braille is the only device which has not increased in price since this article was last updated in November 2021. The hybrid keyboard combines a Perkins-style keyboard with what Hims considers to be the essential keys on a QWERTY keyboard. Though I reported in the limited review in the linked review that I was experiencing trouble with the Bluetooth connection when using JAWS, this seems to have been resolved in the update HIMS released in November 2020. The user has the option of whether they wish to use the hybrid mode or simply use the display as though it only had a Perkins-style keyboard. It also has the ability to edit both plain text and BRL formatted files, unlike the Brilliant BI40X and Mantis. The QBraille XL also has keyboard commands to move among connected devices, commands to jump directly from one application to another. The option to have the display boot into a few applications other than the main menu, and more direct keyboard support for navigation of DAISY text files. Updating can be done internally via the SD card. It does not have the ability to download content since it does not have a Wi-Fi module. I'm still not able to jump by more than one window using the Alt plus Tab keyboard combination with Windows. With VoiceOver, though, I'm able to use the Caps Lock key as a VoiceOver modifier in both macOS and iOS, unlike what was listed in the review. Conclusion. There are many devices on the market that seek to become the go-to 40-cell Braille solution. These displays, while not standalone note-takers, are more feature-rich than ever before. Each has a few benefits that the others do not. Some of these minor differences can be a deciding factor when choosing a device. For example, the choice of a keyboard may make a certain device the best tool for the job. Though the user has their choice of Perkins-style keyboards, there is only one option for those wishing to use a QWERTY keyboard. A reader asked me why I didn't discuss the feel of the dots on the Braille displays. This is subjective, and while I hope the provided information is useful, nothing can ever match the opportunity to experience these devices firsthand. As this is not possible for most, I hope that this content has been helpful in guiding and simplifying the decision-making process. From fightingblindness.org, Birding Blind, Identifying Birds by Song. When springtime arrives in late March, Martha Steele is filled with excitement to hear that first bird song of the season. Born and raised in Vermont, Martha's second home in the Northeast Kingdom has well over 100 bird species within the property line alone. Martha's been birding for over 30 years, but the way in which she birds has changed over the years. Martha was diagnosed with severe hearing loss at the age of 5. Subsequently, she received hearing aids attended for her first grade year in a school for children with hearing impairments, which was about 70 miles away from where her family lived. So she stayed with a foster family while attending school. Throughout her childhood, Martha also experienced night blindness and issues with her peripheral vision. But it wasn't until she was 25 years old that she was also diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. After attending a Foundation Fighting Blindness Visions conference almost 13 years later, Martha discovered that she had Usher syndrome. Later genetic testing revealed that she had mutations in her USH2A gene. As she gained more information about her disease, Martha became more involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Martha is now the Boston chapter president, chaired the Boston Vision Walk for several years, and participates in the Vision Walk every year, raising around $25,000 annually and a total of about $350,000 over 14 years. She's also been a national trustee since 2013 and board director as of July 2020. Martha Steele has been birding for over 30 years, but the way in which she birds has changed over time. Martha has Usher syndrome, with her central vision declining rapidly in the early 2000s and receiving her first cochlear implant in 2010. Now she birds entirely by ear and has learned the songs of about 150 bird species. Now 70 years old, Martha has given up some activities, such as scuba diving, because they are dangerous. But the one activity that's been steady in her life for the past 30-plus years is birding. Martha and her husband, Bob Stymiest, S-T-Y-M-E-I-S-T, met while birding. Bob is one of the top birders in New England, so he's been a great teacher for Martha. When Martha first started birding, she could see the birds but not hear them. But since she received her cochlear implants and her vision declined to total blindness, Martha now birds entirely by ear and has learned the songs of about 150 bird species. Sighted birders actually bird a lot by ear and use what they hear to better locate a bird visually, says Martha. So birding is one of those avocations where a blind birder can actually be better than a sighted birder who is not very familiar with identifying birds by song. During the height of bird migration in the spring, Martha and Bob are outside almost all day birding. Birding is calming and grounding for Martha, and she loves being focused on just that moment. Very often you can hear a bird, but you can't see it, especially in a dense forest, says Martha. So I'm able to identify them by ear without ever seeing them. It really levels the playing field. Birding is a hobby that someone blind or visually impaired can do, as well as, if not better, than others. It always feels great when I'm out in the field with a bunch of sighted birders, and I can tell them what bird just sang. While remaining involved with the foundation, Martha also had a successful career working for the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, MDPH, for many years. In 2015, she retired from her position as Deputy Director of the Bureau of Environmental Health at MDPH. Over the years, Martha's vision has changed drastically. In the early 2000s, Martha's central vision began to decline, and it became difficult to see people's faces or lips, which can be challenging for someone with a hearing impairment. In 2010, because of increasing difficulty reading lips to help her understand speech, Martha received her first cochlear implant and then got her second one in 2015. Martha's also on the board of directors for the Carroll Center for the Blind in Newton, Massachusetts, where she received her vocational training to gain several independent living skills. There are many stages to vision loss, and those stages are different for everyone, says Martha. Many people don't understand legal blindness or that blindness isn't just black and white. I just want to be a part of that education to teach people vision loss is a spectrum. I'm very passionate about the foundation's mission, says Martha. As a scientist, I'm pretty realistic, so I realize finding treatments and cures will take a long time and persistent support. I often encourage others in the vision loss community that if we don't support the research, then we can't expect others to do it instead. While remaining involved with the foundation, Martha also had her successful career working for the MDPH. There are photos of Martha with her husband Bob and her guide dog Alvin, her walking in the snow with Alvin leading, and posing with Alvin on her porch. It looks like I'm going to have to postpone reading my articles from Forbes and The Verge on the iOS and Mac features coming up for next week. I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.